Well, hello and welcome back to Thought for the Day in Proverbs chapter 15, where today we've reached verse 9. So let's pray before we open God's word. Our loving Heavenly Father, these are difficult verses and we do pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to be honest with ourselves, to see ourselves as you see us and to see our hearts as you see them. Lord, we pray that we would understand and apply your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. So, verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 15. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Well, if you heard Simeon's exposition yesterday, when we heard that if our hearts are not right with God, even our so-called good deeds, even our so-called worship, are things that God detests. You may have tuned in today hoping for better news. Well, I have to warn you, sadly not. Indeed, the message in verse 9 for those whose hearts are not yet right with God is really even worse. So first, the first half of the verse, the Lord detests the way of the wicked. And even the word detest is a bit gentle. The Hebrew word has the meaning of being an abhorrence, being an abomination to God. And so this verse expands, as it were, on the previous verse, because it tells us it's not just our religious observances, it's not just the so-called good deeds of the wicked that God detests. It's not just a few specifics of their life that are repulsive to God, but their whole way of life, the entire direction in which they're heading. And so if you or I are in this class of people, what this verse is telling us is that there is absolutely nothing about us that God doesn't find repulsive. And that's how we are until we turn from our wickedness and from our sin and turn in true repentance and faith to God through Christ. And that is a shocking truth. But please don't go, because there is good news to come. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. And it's worth noting that the two halves of this verse are not quite as matching as one might at first think. Because whereas in the first half of the verse, it's the way of the wicked that is detestable to God. But now here in the second half, we don't read, but the Lord loves the way of the righteous, although that would be true because he does. But what we actually have is something even more wonderful, that God loves those who pursue righteousness. And so if you're in this group of people this morning, it's not just that God loves the way you take through life. He actually loves you. So what does it mean to pursue righteousness? Well, the key, I think, is in the word pursue. It's the intensity of the search that's the revealing fruit of these people. And in New Testament language, it's the pressing on towards the goal that the Apostle Paul writes of in Philippians 3 verse 14. It's the wrestling against the powers of this dark world of Ephesians 6 verse 12. It's the fighting the good fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6 verse 12. Indeed, in the verse before that last verse, 1 Timothy 6 11, Paul uses the very same words that we have here in this verse in Proverbs as he urges us to flee from evil and pursue righteousness. So there are only two ways, only two paths through life. How often Scripture tells us that. And what this startling verse this morning tells us is that God reacts to us in one of two ways. He either detests our path, or he loves us as his own son or daughter. And how do I cross from the first path to the second path? Well, the Apostle John puts it in just one verse when he writes this: if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Because then God wonderfully clothes us in the righteousness of Christ and gives us his Holy Spirit whereby we are enabled, and only by where we are enabled, to pursue righteousness. Proverbs 15 verse 9, the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Let's pray. Lord, this is a real challenge this morning. Lord, we do pray that we will be honest in our hearts as to which path we are walking. Lord, that we would see the fearful consequences of living a life that is detestable to you. But Lord, see the wonder of you actually loving those who walk in your paths, who trust your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as Saviour. And so as this week we think of his death for us on the cross, Lord, may that be personally known to each one of us. We ask this for your praise and glory. Amen.